Lancaster Police Captain William Carnes says the scam involves a caller who claims to be from the Internal Revenue Service, insisting the potential victim owes unpaid taxes or fines. The caller threatens victims with arrest if the money is not paid immediately. Carnes adds the ripoff artists are now even able to manipulate your caller ID.
The resident's caller ID may also show that the number goes back to the IRS, which is not in fact true, but they're able to use the spoofing technology to have the number appear as, you know, a number from the IRS when it's actually not.
Carnes says the scammer has the victim purchase a reloadable debit card. Once the victim provides the caller with the number, the money is transferred and the scam complete. Carnes says authorities are investigating one recent incident in which a Lancaster resident paid out thousands of dollars in such a scam. He notes it's difficult to track the scammers because of the technology they use, and they're often calling from out of state. Cheryl Hagan, WBFO News. Lancaster Police Captain William Carnes says potential victims receive a call from what appears to be the Internal Revenue Service, when in fact the scammers are using spoofing technology to manipulate the caller ID on your phone. The caller then claims the victim owes unpaid taxes or fines and threatens them with arrest if the money is not paid immediately.
Usually they scare these people so much that the person will often be so concerned that they will follow their instructions to go to a retail store purchase what they call these green dot cards. They're basically like a reloadable debit card. So they would pay a certain amount of money, get this card. The scammer then asks for the number off of the card. Once the scammer has that number, they can immediately cash that card in.
Carnes adds it's difficult to track the scammers because of the technology they use, and they're often calling from out of state. Cheryl Hagan, WBFO News.